And now at least 12 civilians have reportedly been killed in an attack by Daesh terrorists in northern Iraqi province of Kirkuk. Security sources say the attack took place as some 3,000 residents of the Hawija district of Kirkuk were trying to flee the Daesh-held region. Now, the group was ambushed in an area in the west of the province. Northern and western parts of Iraq have been plagued by gruesome violence ever since Daesh launched its campaign of terror back in 2014. The Iraqi army and volunteer forces have been fighting the terrorists and have won back many key regions after joint operations. And now we're going to join over Mr. Saif Donna, professor out of the University of Wisconsin, joining us out of Chicago. Hello, Mr. Donna. Nice to have you back on the program. Now, civilians who simply do not want to get in the way of this fight between Daesh and the Iraqi army are getting attacked. Is ISIL showing signs of panic and desperation these days?
Well, that's part of it. But the other side is, which is a tactic that ISIS has or Daesh has been using for a long time. They recognize that civilians are the soft side of the governments in both Syria and Iraq, not only in Iraq, really. And so they've been using that as a tactic to put more pressure on government and also to stop the governments from attacking them. So we've seen ISIS, and this is well documented by many organizations, international organizations. They've been using civilians as human shields as well. They do that currently in Syria, in Aleppo. They actually, not only Daesh, but the other groups in Syria also prevent civilians from leaving the sieged areas or the areas are currently under siege. And the point is to use civilians as a bargaining chip with the government and in their attempt to protect themselves. So the civilians have been a fair target, really, for Daesh and for other groups in Iraq and in Syria. The tactic is not new. It's an old tactic, has been used for a long time. It's only hasn't been given the importance or the focus that it actually deserves by other groups, by international forces, especially that some of the international powers have interest in defeating the governments in the Middle East, some governments in the Middle East, like Syria. We see that on a daily basis, actually.
Right. And, you know, President Obama gave an address a couple hours ago. He said the military means alone cannot wipe out Daesh Takfiri terrorist group. So how or where can one get to the root of their ideology, the ideology that's radicalizing these terrorists, and nip the bud there?
Well, there is no Western strategy, not only American strategy. There is no Western strategy to fight terrorism or to combat terrorism. Essentially, they have resorted to recently, and we've seen that in today's in Obama's press conference today, when he resorted to using the lone wolf myth, really. And the idea that there is a group of lone wolves who could carry attacks anywhere in the world, essentially, masks the failure of the Western governments in combating terrorism on one side, and actually gives the impression that the failure of Western policies or Western policies are not responsible for acts of terrorism. Suppose there is nothing currently going on in Syria and Iraq. Would we hear anybody talking about lone wolves? Of course not. So lone wolves is essentially a myth here. So it actually highlights the failure of the Western governments, particularly the United States, in combating terrorism. They're not really combating terrorism. What they're doing is they're trying to reach political settlements in their favor, both in Iraq and in Syria. We see that very, very clearly in Syria. The TOW anti-tank missiles that were captured by the Syrian government yesterday show serial numbers that essentially were maintained by the U.S. government or by the U.S. military or an ally of the U.S. military, the U.S. government, particularly in this case Saudi Arabia, because they own these missiles. They were maintained in 2015. So that essentially means that they have been supporting terrorist groups in Syria, so they cannot talk about a strategy to combat terrorism. And all the rhetorics that we heard today from Obama, and we hear every day from Western officials, it's an attempt to mask their role and the role of their policies in inflaming the situation in the Middle East and in masking the role of their policies in inflaming terrorism. So they resort to something like lone wolves and other theories that are essentially myths, basically.
Thank you, Professor. Obama can also put a little more pressure on some of its own allies that are not supporting or not going after, not rooting out the Wahhabism and Salafist ideology that's leading to extremism in their own soil. He could do that, but he's not.
And shutting down essentially the Turkish border, because all of them, all of those terrorists, actually in thousands, have been coming to Syria, for example, through the Turkish borders. So they have to shut down the Turkish borders and prevent terrorists from coming into Syria. This way, the Syrian crisis would be on the course to be resolved. And of course, the ideological part is important, but Obama today blamed the whole Middle East. But the Wahhabi ideology is centered in two countries. Everybody knows that, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. They are official ideologies in both countries. But Obama blamed the whole Middle East for this brand of Islam, according to him.
Thank you, Professor Dana. That's Professor Saif Dana joining us out of Chicago. He's a professor at the University of Wisconsin.